Yod Zayin Ir, Wednesday the 22nd of May, Rabbi Yishai Schlesinger, Sfiras Omer, Hachona L'Shavuos.
Today is 30 days, so everyone can realize that he said what he's going to say. Or the because after 30 days it becomes regular, becomes a rogin. So once heard a word, you find that Rosh Chodesh, so the war comes after 29 days, 16 hours, and so on, so many chalokim. Yes. Why did the Eibishter make Rosh Chodesh before it turns to 30 days? Because Hashem does not want us to make mitzvahs as regular. He wants us to concentrate and appreciate what we do with new energy, with renewed koyach, with an eschashes. So before it becomes 30 days, Rosh Chodesh, a new start. To make sure that our Torah and mitzvah don't become, we do it. It's got to be the neschaches before 30 days. Magadji also mentioned that if your wife will tell you tonight that she wants you to shave or whatever, there's a shayin aloche. There's aloche is an oval, Rachmon of Islam. He's not allowed to cut his hair till Goya Rebbe, till people shout at him.
Yes.
You know, yes. It's a shaila if the wife is enough to say it. Because she always says it. She always says it, you know, you have to block, so it doesn't mean anything. And it's a shaila. Finally.
Sorry, would you please shaila?
What?
Would you repeat the shaila?
The shaila, what if an issue, a wife of a person, is enough to tell an oval that your hair is too long and cut it. Because they say it before it even grows. It doesn't mean anything. No, please, do be careful. Shalom is very important. Thirdly, the Magadji mentioned the Minyan Hayomim and Minyan Hashavuos. Sfiras Hayomim and Sfiras Hashavuos. You say Sfira, we mention the days and we mention the weeks. Every year I have the same kasha. We come to the same conclusion by the kasha of every year. Last night, when it was 5 minutes after Tzitzak Rechovim, or 10 minutes after Tzitzak Rechovim, after nightfall, we said, Hayoim, Lamed, Beis, whatever it was. We only had a few minutes in the 32nd day. And we already counted the day within a few minutes. Why, when it comes to weeks, we don't count the week till the final day of the week? Why didn't we say last night it's already 5 weeks? From when we enter the new week, we should count the new week in the same way we count the new day. Why a new day we can count immediately when the day starts? And when it comes to a week, we only count the week when we get into the final day of the week. That's the Alter Scheid. I've added the conclusion to be there's no such thing as a week. A week is a combination of 7 days. That's the teretz. But that's the kasha. That's part of the shir halacha. State, we said in Pikovas last week. Anyone who forgets any part of his learning, it's very harsh. You're not allowed to forget. Why? You're not allowed to forget. He forgot his memory is not too strong. He was very busy and he learned in a way which he can't remember so long. No, then it's no problem. Because the Pasuk says, when you sue milvovcho, if you actively take it away from your heart, then it's mischayev benafshoi. But if it goes away from itself, a shikra, forgetting from itself, is something which could happen and is accepted. Now, could anyone tell me what it means? Yeshev v'yesirem meliboy. He sits down and he takes away the Torah from his heart. How does he do it? He sits down and takes out the Torah.
Switches off.
What?
Switches off.
How do you switch off? Oh, good expression, switch off. How do you switch off? Says the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufim Zayin Omed Beis. Gemara looked at Shabbos, that the reason why the Aseres Hashvotim, most of Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, did not continue the path of Torah, so the Gemara, because there was in two places, they had special wine and special water. Because of special wine and special water, they were moved away. As you know, the Omer Abchelder, Chamre de Progisse Umay de Dumsis, the special wine, the special water, they were soaked in Gashmias that unfortunately it caused them to leave the toilet. Rab Lozer ben Aroch Ikla Lachosom. Rab Lozer ben Aroch went to visit them after they were already in a distance from us. Imshich Basrayu, he followed them. He Aker Talmudei, he forgot his learning. He forgot his learning. When he came back, he had also come the Mikra B'Safri. He went, came back, and he wanted to make Kriyas HaTorah. He was about Koira. Boyele Mikra HaChoydesh HaZeh Lochem. He wanted to read in the Torah Pashas. Boy HaChoydesh HaZeh Lochem. And out came HaCheresh Hoyo Libom. HaChoydesh HaZeh Lochem. HaCheresh Hoyo Libom. His heart was deaf. Till all his friends were mispalim for him, and he regained his memory, he gained his Torah. So what is the expression, HaCheresh Hoyo Libom? The heart became deaf. And instead of HaChoydesh HaZeh Lechem, which we said before, is an instructus and renewal in Avodas Hashem, instead of renewal of Avodas Hashem, HaCheresh Hoyo Libom. His heart became deaf. There's a story. Reb Chaim Volozhiner once spoke of the greatness of his brother, Reb Zelmale. Reb Zelmale Volozhiner, Agur and Oilam. Reb Chaim spoke of the greatness of his brother, Reb Zelmale. Reb Shlom Ashkenazi used to say a story. And he had a great-great-grandfather, was Agur and Oilam. He was a Rebbe as well. And he wanted to meet the Goyim. So he went to Vilna, and he asked, how could I get into the Goyim? To the Goyim. So he said, impossible. Maybe Reb Zelmale will be able to bring you in. So where do you find Reb Zelmale? So to go into Beis Medrash, every day he davened there. After davening, he learns Bahad, min chaseidah mishnayis. And afterwards, you'll be able to speak to him. Okay? So he went to Davin. Afterwards, he started Mishnayis. And he was saying Mishnayis, Mishnayis, Mishnayis. And then one word, the Rebbe felt that he didn't say it correctly. And he told him whatever the word was. And he accepted. After the completion of Mishnayis, he asked, who was the one who was more me that the word wasn't right? He said, there's a guest here, this gentleman. Oh, thank you very much, he told him. So that could I see the good? So I'll tell you what, I want to be makir to him, I want to appreciate what he helped me in the Mishnayos. The Goan goes to Mikveh Friday, I'm doing Friday as well or not, I'm not going into the Chas V'Sholem, and there he goes with a wagon. There are four seats in the wagon. I'll make sure you have one seat. The kids, he went and he sat, and the girl started to speak a learning. Doctor, the first, he spoke about 20 minutes. The first 5 minutes I understood. The next 5 minutes I didn't understand, but I remember to check up later. The rest I couldn't understand at all. That's a story of Zelman. So Reb Chaim Volozh spoke about the greatness of Reb Zelmale. So one of the Talmidim of Reb Chaim Volozh asked, if Reb Zelmale is so great, so what is the Rebbe greater, the Goyim? What's the difference? He knows all the Torah, he knows Medrash, Gemara, Tosefta, Sifro, Sifri, whatever it is. So what is the Goyim greater than Reb Zelmale? So I'll tell you, so Reb Chaim Volozh. Reb Zelmale knows the complete Torah. Just one way, from Bereshis to Vazuis HaBrocha, from Brochas to Upzin, but backwards he doesn't know it. The Rebbe knows the Torah backwards. I had a story once, it's late, once I went from, by bus, by coach, from Villersburg to Borodak. So Bekitza, someone comes up to me and says, are you a Schlesinger and a brother of Shmuel Schlesinger? Yes. Do you know my brother? No. I met him at the Chasten 5 years ago, and you have a similarity. I once heard it was a Robin of Tweb, Rabbi Dali, Ben Agur, Ailu Niflu, Agur Oilum Given. I met him once in the hotel in Tel Aviv, it was a simple of our family. He comes up to me, you are a Rosenheim Schlesinger in the blood. Once he told me he was in Malon Tzfanie, and he heard someone say, Kriya Shema. She knocked at the door. Are you a Michel Feinstein? Why? But you got a voice of a Feinstein, I knew your grandfather, and you say, Kriya Shema like a brisker, so you're going to be an aider of the brisker of Michel Feinstein. What a genius, that. So because I asked this boy, Yabocha, you remember my brother, you met him 5 years ago, and you see me as a similarity. What else do you know? So what, have you got a dollar in your pocket? Yes. Was in America, took out the dollar. On the dollar, he got about 15 numbers. 9 and 20. He looks at it, gives it back to me, whoop, all the numbers. So wait, I got a passport, English passport. There he got about 25 letters and numbers across. So I gave it to him, he looked at it, said, give me a minute, I can't see it yet. Give me a minute. After a minute, all is well. So, okay, never mind passport, never mind a dollar. Toilet was. Oleinu backwards is good. Okay. Moidin backwards. Zanazoi. Unbelievable. Of the Shaila is, someone asked him, risk you off. So they go into the Toilet backwards. Let's take the Gemara, say it backwards. It's not true. Not one word is right. What does it mean to go and read the Torah backwards? What's the mile of it? Don't the Brisker was it? Usually our memory works one way track. We all know Shahakal Nibit Vore, but we have no idea how to say backwards. We're trying to work out from this way to create the Shahakal Nibit Vore. We don't know, no? Because the memory works one way. The way you said it, the way you say it, the way you remember it. Backwards is a different limut. If you read anything from a text, there's no difference this way or this way. I read. But Torah steht, Kosveim aluach libecho. The Torah will be written out on the heart of a Yid. If it's written out on the heart, you know it backwards. Reb Zelmaler remembered the ganze Torah. By the Koran. But the Rebbe, in the Torah given, Kosveim aluach libecho. It was written on the heart of the Goel. If it's written, frontwards, backwards, in the same Sach.
Does it have any meaning going backwards though?
What?
Does it have any meaning?
It had the meaning that it means it's written on the heart, not only you remember it by memory. It's written. And the mind is not the backwards, the mind is it's written. Kosveim aluach libecho. You write it on your heart. However, in order to keep the Torah on our heart, we're not allowed to be Mesir Das. We've got to continuously think of Torah, live with Torah, breathe Torah. That's the only way it should remain on our heart. Ablose ben Aroch went to Aseres HaShvotim at a time when they were already in a distance. He came back. Maybe he remembered the Torah of Racheresh Hoyolibom. The heart was deaf. It wasn't written on the heart anymore. Open Yisuro Milvavchem. Be careful. Don't lose the Torah which is on your heart. So the Mishnah, if someone, instead of concentrating on Yiddishkeit, instead of concentrating on Torah and mitzvahs, he concentrates on stupid things. He might remember the Torah, but he loses the touch of the heart. Kosvim aluach libecho. I don't know, I'm not the one to speak, but those people who are glued to whatever you call it, to new technology with the phone, and I'm speaking about cautious, it's chas v'sholom. If it's WhatsApp, whatever it is, maybe it causes that the Torah we have on our heart switches off. Someone told me that since his wife joined a recipe WhatsApp, she hasn't got time to cook anymore. My wife showed me last week in the troll, they make all kinds of cartoons on the WhatsApp, whatever it is. Maybe I should have put them at 20%. There's a lady there, she's got a toddler baby in her left arm. Just about falling down, just about holding up. The other, she's got a WhatsApp. A picture of the baby, and she looks at the picture on the WhatsApp. Oh, how cute you are! How nice you are! And the baby never falls off. This becomes the metzias of the life. And the child itself is not cared of. Someone told me, I don't know what it means, but someone told me that once a seminary girl came home and wants to speak to the parents about the problem she has. She goes to the father, busy with the WhatsApp. Goes to the mother, busy with the WhatsApp. She said, "Is no one alive at home? What's happening?" So the mother said, "Oh, I've got three lives still. I don't know what it means, believe me. It's a certain game. But whenever you lose, you got another life." "Yeah, I've got three lives, don't worry." Torah has got to be in front of us. Whatever we do, we have to remember the halacha, as I always mention, the Chazon Ish. Rabbi Yisrael Limduni, my rabbis, teach us. Shebchol tnuo utnuo, every movement we do. Tzrichem liyisyashev, im dalet chelke Shulchan Aruch. Whatever we do, we got to try to connect it to Shulchan Aruch, to halacha. This is the life of a Yid. Tolu de Be'elyo. As is done in this Bismedrash. Anyone who learns halachas every day is a Rabbein Olam Abo. Why? Shenema halichois oilon loy. Al tikra halichois eile halachos. Halichos means the way the world is run. Halachos means Shulchan Aruch. So how does Elyonovi changed a apostle from halichos olam loy to the way of the world to halachos, to different worlds. The Teretz is, Tona Belyon teaches us, our halichos olam, what is our way of life? Halachos. Our way of life is the halachos. As I always mention, and it's important to chazar it, like in chazar domus milen, the same words. I always say, when I learn Hechas Pesach, I always say, Rabbeisa, I'm going to tell you the same thing as last year, because I hope I didn't make a mistake last year. When I was a young man, I always say it, and I said it to him more and more, many, many times. I was a young man, and my in-laws, the Chohen Levroche, lived in Strasbourg. And Chaneke came, and we decided we're going to visit them. I booked the ticket. I got a cheap ticket to Strasbourg, a flight, 5 o'clock. No, Chafrumer, Chapriskia, Hanekelier, what do we do? Shall I light in London after the plague, which is already 3:30, but more, 3 o'clock, Mr. Stomer. Shall I wait till I get to Strasbourg, leave the toasters, today we anyway light inside, so we can make it a night, late. Or should I rent a room at the airport and eat there and light there? So I went to my father and asked him all my three London shayles. So I told him, I remember it all my shay, I'll tell you, you're a younger man. Next time, Zinchanige Licht, and ask me what ticket to buy. Don't buy a ticket and ask me where to fit in Chanukah Licht. Al tikra halichos, eile halochos. The way of life is not halichos, what we see in the street. The way of life of Torah is halochos. The Shulchan Aruch is our way of life. I remember once my Rebbe Reb David was invited to a chasana in Chutz Loretz. He said, I'll tell you the truth, I would have gone, but I don't know when to go. But why? So the Sunday is impossible because after Shabbos, I can't have in mind Shabbos that I'm going to Sunday. I can't. Monday, we have Kriya Satoira. He makes Kriya Satoira late in the day. Tuesday, doctor, I forher my son. Wednesday is a day I don't give Shia because I write Chidush Satoira. Thursday is Kriya Satoira again. A journey will not fit in. The Torah is our way of life. The Shulchan Aruch. All my questions and all my shailas, I open the Siddur. The Siddur says, the Salmud Torah keneged kulam. Whatever is for the favor of the Dimud Torah, this is the right decision. The Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Every decision in life is connected to Ruchnius. Whatever we do, Rabbi Selim Duni, Shemchol Tnuo, every movement, Tzichem Yis Yashev, Im Chelke Shulchan Aruch. Got to be connected to Torah. I see a story that in Yerushalayim, it was one of the Goyne Yerushalayim, as they call it Yerushalayim Shulmalo, and used to go in the morning to Besmedosh, learn the whole day and come home in the evening. His wife used to prepare him a flask of coffee. One day she realized that next to the flask of coffee she had something which is not drinkable. And she sees that her husband took the wrong one. Instead of taking the flask, he took the whatever it was. And she knew her husband. But whilst he was learning, he was so absent-minded in learning that he couldn't have drank it, who knows. So she ran to Shul and asked, did you drink your coffee? So he said, yes. But it wasn't coffee, it was paraffin. Oi, oi, I made a broche levatone. Whatever he drank, he didn't mind. Al tikro halichos ele halochos. Our life is Torah. We all know the chinuch. The chinuch says, usually when we count towards a goal, we make a countdown. So we should have started the second day of Seder. It's 49 days to Shavuos, 48 days, 47 days. Instead we say, 1, 2, 3, 4. Why? Zogt chinuch. Because we are so eager to get to Shavuos. We are so thirsty to get to Kabbalah Satoira that to say the second night, the second day of Pesach, it's 49 days, would be too hard for us to take it. Such a long time we got to wait. It's too hard for Klal Yisrael. So that's where we come. And even ask the Kasha, maybe the final 2 weeks we should change it because the Radinir. Not that we don't change. This is the way the Chinuch look towards Shavuos. Maybe we're not in such a madriga, but when we come to the final days, as now it's 4 or 5 o'clock, so I can say tonight is Lag BaOmer. We're getting near to Shavuos. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was the Koyach HaTorah in Klal Yisrael. Chas V'Sholom Shetishtak HaTorah MiYisrael was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rois Ibn Aliyah Mu'ot Emein was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Choy was the one who is choylik, and he said he's going to continue to learn Torah. But what is Torah? Torah is our life. Al tikro halichos, ile halochos. The Rambam zocht, Nichas Talmud Torah. Kishim shachochem, kishim nishtach, sorry, Nichas Deis. Kishim shachochem nikr The Chochmosu, like a Chochm, has got to be a Talmud Chochm, got to know Torah, as we all have to know Torah. Kitzur, Niker, Bevde Uysov, or Bemaiso, whatever he does, has got to be in accordance to his Darge of Torah. It's not enough. We learn Torah, got to learn Torah and put it in a practical life. Keshem Shachochm, Niker, Bechochmosu, Bevde Uysov, in the same way, a Chochm knows Torah. Whatever he does, how he speaks, how he walks, how he dresses, how he deals with people, God is see, he's a Yid, he's a Talmud Chochem. God will be felt in every way that this person knows Torah. The Ramban talked in his letter. When he gets up, whatever he learned, he should look whatever he learned. Maybe there's something I want to put in practical life. A Talmud Chochem and a Yid are different persons, a different way of life. We cannot be part of the Goyisha society and be a Yid. Doesn't go like this. We've got to be different in every part of life. Whatever we do, whatever we make, we say, Yom Shabbos Kotri Miboyu Ve'atzeisoy. Shabbos is Kodesh from the time Shabbos comes in till the time Shabbos goes out. This is often called Mekadesh. Naturally, what do we expect? Shabbos is only Kodesh from 10 to 12. Miboyu Ve'atzeisoy Shabbos includes many, many things. We daven, we learn, we eat, we drink, we verbring, only Shabbos. Everything is going to be Mekdusha. I said it was better than last week, steht Kedush and Tihiyu. Ish imay v'ovet toro, v'shapsoy sayt ishmoyru. What is the connection between Kedush and Tihiyu? Be holy. And kibud avayim, and Shabbos. The Ramban speaks at length, Kedush and Tihiyu is a high madrege. Even things which we are allowed to do, we shouldn't do. One who is in the madrege. So I always say, if you want to do more than the halacha, if you want to be machmir above the border of halacha, you've got to be serious. Ask your father and your mother first. You can't do it yourself. And another thing, so the ish imay v'ovet toro, kedushin tiyu, but remember, you've got parents. You've got to do and ask before you want to make extreme chumras, ask. Secondly, if you can't make kedushin tiyu in the way the Ramban speaks, there's another way. You can eat and drink, do anything which is mutter. With Kedusha, the Kiddushin, we call Hazmanim. Shabbos is Kiddush, whatever we do. This is Torah for us. This is our Kabbalah Satorah. Change our way of life. Change the way we speak, the way we eat, the way we deal with people, the way we respect people. It's completely different. Die Mora sagt, der Rav Yosef hat gesagt, auf Schwurz, prepare me igle tilte, prepare me a very light, nice meal. Why a nice meal? Because if not of the day of Torah, there will be many people in the street like me. What makes me special? The Torah makes me special. And the Bessah Levi explains, die Mora sagt, Schwurz, everyone has got to make beautiful sudas, be happy. Why? Because the reason we have Torah is to live in this world in a way of Torah, in a derech ha-Torah. And we should all remember, al tikra halichos ele halochos. Whatever we decide, it's going to be in accordance to the chashivas of Torah, to the cherish of Torah. We remain this year with a few days before Shavuos. Let us use those days to be mechazik ourselves, to bring the Torah in a very practical way. And whenever we have many, many shilas during the day, let us all decide, all our shilas, in accordance with Torah. And the Himmel to help, we should be zoiche, to have Chag Matan Tereseinu, Mitoch Simcha, Venachas, Vetainug, and the Eib shall give us all the brachas we need and all the conditions we need in order to be able to learn Torah and be Mekayim Torah, and we shall Zoichem Mitzashem, Be'ezer Hashem Mizborah, to be able to bring the Kavodos of Yontef, Be'biaz Be'el Tzedek, Be'bine Be'zabchira, Be'bheiro, Be'yameinu, Amen. Amen.